Okay, these first two shiurim will not be live. The first four shiurim covering Siman Aleph and Beis will not be live. The tape was messed up. But to keep the shleimus of the series, we'll be making this tape, and from now on, Amitz Hashem, it'll be live, starting from the fifth shiur, which will start Amitz Hashem Siman Gimel. We start with Siman Aleph Yizgaber Ko'ari, the first if the first siman in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. The Mechaber says Yizgaber Ko'ari, he should be strong like a lion, La'amol Baboker, meaning not to be lazy, to rise with Zrizus, to overcome his inclinations. Ezehu Gibor HaKovesh Yitzro. And he should realize it's La'avodas Boro, the reason he's looking forward to doing something. He has a task to perform that day. He has something to accomplish. La'avodas Boro, She'ehu Ma'or HaShachar. The Mechaber actually paskins one should get up before Amud HaShachar, before daybreak. Let's call it 75 minutes, 72 minutes before sunrise. She'ehu Ma'or HaShachar. But there's a deeper meaning here. The Taz says that the idea, which is learned out from a pasuk, of him being ma'orer the shachar, and not, as the Tur puts it, lo ha-shachar ma'orer also, is the idea that a person should be self-motivated. He shouldn't just react to events. So the idea in saying, she'ehu ma'orer ha-shachar, means he should be the one to instigate things. Lo ha-shachar ma'orer also, not reacting to so-called reality. That's what how the Taz explains this din. The Taz goes on to say, perhaps Bizman Hazeh, we can't help but react to events, but we should attempt also to be self-motivated. Ayin Shom B'Taz. So that's the first Mechaber. And then the Ramah says, Hagov Al Koponim, if you're not going to wake up before Amud HaShachar, at least Lo Ya'acher Zman HaTfilah Sh'atzibur Mispalalin, don't miss a minyan. And we'll be seeing, of course, the obligation, to what degree the obligation is to daven with a minyan. But Al Koponim, don't miss that. The Ramah doesn't even find it necessary, of course, to say not to miss Zman Tefillah. He's talking about not to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Ki L'Kach Nivra Ha'Adam, the purpose of a person's creation. That's why he's here. That's what he has to do any given day at any given moment. La'avodas Boro. Kol Shem Ra'akozov, Kol Anikra B'Shmi V'Lechvodi, Barosiv V'Goymer. Hashem created everything in order to give honor to his name, meaning to serve him. Even if in the winter his Yetzirah tries to entice him, saying, it's nice and warm here under the covers, or in the summer it entices him, Lomar, you can grab a few more winks. Yizgaber olav, that's the Yizgaber of the Mechaber, be Yizgaber over your inclinations, Val Yishmalo, the Yachshu Benafshu, and he should poshut visualize it to make it easier for himself. He should say, he should think, he should visualize. If today was his turn to serve the king, to serve the president, to serve the prime minister, to hobnob with the greats, with the mighty, he would get up early, he probably wouldn't sleep a wink a whole night. He'd get up without an alarm clock, he would ready himself, he would look at his watch 10 times to make sure he doesn't come late. That's in effect, in essence, what we're doing. We're serving Hashem every day. To connect day and night, either with Torah learning or davening, both in the morning and in the evening. I spoke out that, in general, as a general rule, it's not kedai to do the things that are brought down, have a pshat al pi kabbalah, if we don't understand their inner meaning. When you're obligated to do something, you do it even if you don't know the inner meaning. But when the whole point is the inner meaning and you don't know the inner meaning, it's worthwhile not to do it unless you, of course, know the inner meaning. Umiyat kishayur, also the Mishnah Berurah says, penirosa lishon, if you don't want to sleep anymore, yitul yodov, wash negelvasser as we call it, afshanish armushkov, even if he's in his bed, immediately get off that ruach ra'ah from your hands. Umikoshkin shleyelech arba amos, don't walk 4 amos, believe until the shadayim. The tzarech ma'od nizar b'zeh, this is something you should be very careful about. Ubzor HaKodesh Maflig, Al-Vurzev Onchulam Od, it gives a great, the Zohar says there's a great onish for this. Kihumash Al-Atzmo Ruach HaTumah, he keeps on himself Ruach Tumah. Actually, many are quoted as saying, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, among them, that the Gro has stated that the Ruach Ro'o has been considerably weakened ever since the death al Kiddush Hashem of the Ger Tzedek in his time, Avram ben Avram, and therefore the Litvisha, one notices, if one notices, in Europe certainly were not so makbid. They were makbid to wash Negelbasser, of course, but they weren't so makbid to have Negelbasser by the bed, based on this Gruah, that the Ruach Ro'ah has been somewhat weakened. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring that down. And again, certainly one should endeavor, by all means, to have Negelbasser by the bed. If one notices that someone doesn't, this could be a source for the probably Litvish Minig. Yerushalmi Minhag. You can't call it a Minig, many people do it, most people do it. But those that don't do it have this as the basis why it fell into disuse. Okay, certainly you shouldn't walk for Amos without Netilah Shadayim. When we come to Chalil Lavo Shem Isra Verches Netilah Shadayim, the Ruach Ro'ah shouldn't bring you to do an Isser. As we'll see, you could daven and learn and make brachas with the Ruach Ro'ah. You have to clean your hands so that they shouldn't be dirty, they shouldn't have touched hidden parts of your body. So you clean them with water, without water. The Ruach Ro'ah only comes off with water, but the Ruach Ro'ah does not prevent davening or making brachas or learning. Certainly you shouldn't do an Isser because of the lack of Netilah Shadayim from Latzer Atzma Melahashtin Al Yudei Zeh, not to go to the bathroom because of it, because you don't want to walk the 4 Amos. Olikach Mayim, to take water, Sheikhin Chaber over Atzma, that your friend prepared for himself. Imlo Shaborlo, unless he's sure, Sheithin Tekef Tmurasa Macherim, he'll switch it right away with more water. The Eishan Echsalim B'zeh, many people are Nichsalindas, and they take away water from someone else. In Era, if it happens, Shemayim Rechokim Ve'Li Misha Yekar Ve'Melov, the water is far away. Nagu K'tzasim Ba'Li HaNefesh Ochim Pachos Pachos Mi'ar Ba'Amas, they don't want to walk the 4 Amas, so they go slowly, slowly, little at a time. But because of Asher Yitzhuval Zed Lo Nehira, it doesn't seem logical to do that. Better get off that Ruach Ro'ah as soon as possible. The Odif Yosser, it's better, She'elchu B'merutza Run, Sh'olaha Sh'os Ruach Ro'ah Al Yodav. Yeshomim, others say a further leniency, leniency, Amrin and Kolobayas Kudalat Amos Dami, the whole house is considered like 4 Amos, so you're not violating the Zohar's restriction by walking around your house. Abul Englis Mukhazah, you can't rely on this, Kiyim B'Shasatchak, only if it's absolutely necessary. Again, nowadays some say the whole Ruach Ro concept is weakened. In Era, if it happened, Kshemashkin Belaila, Shein Lumayim Lito Yod of Shalosh Pavim, he has no water around, Karoi Labar Ruach Hatumah. As we just said, you shouldn't like not learn but read a newspaper because of the Ruach Ro'ah. He should use the little water he has, or he should clean his hands in any which way. Go learn, make Berachas HaTorah, etc. Don't let the Ruach Ro'ah stop that. The Ramah says, don't be later than the time Shehatzibur Mispalulin. Who's talking about the Mantfila? Even if Zman Tfila won't be violated, Mikom Kol Mitzvah Matzibur, even with a minyan, by the common soul, Sifkotin test. The remark continues, Hagah, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomit, the idea that a person realizes, visualizes, contemplates, the fact that Hashem's presence is always around, who klal gadol b'torah v'malos atzadikim, that's a klal gadol in Torah malos atzadikim, asher holchim l'fnehu Elokim, who live with Hashem. The way a person sits, moves around, acts, when he's alone, when he's in front of a king, of a president, of a prime minister, of an important person, the way he talks, the way he expresses himself, with people he's familiar with, the krov of kidiburo b'moshe ha'melech. When a person realizes as the pasuk says, can a person hide vanilo or enu? I don't see him. Oh, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always around. So you realize this and you have an awe, a fear, and a submissiveness, humbleness. And you realize that he's watching you at every moment. And you're not alone. You're not free to do what you want. The Ramah continues and says that part of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that's the Pshat in the Ramah, is Lo Yizbayesh B'nei Adam HaMaligim Olav B'Avodas Hashem Yizbarach. Don't be embarrassed to do what you got to do if people are mocking you. That's part of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Hashem's also watching you. urging you on. Gam b'hasnei aleches. Part of it is also what the Ramonel says, even when a person's alone. U'b'shachbo al mishkabo. Yeidel afnei mihu shochev. Who's watching him? Who's there with him? And therefore you will act a certain way, in a dignified way, as we'll see later. You'll do what you gotta do. Hashem is watching, seeing that you do what you should do. U'miyat shi'ar mishnoso. When you wake up, realize Hashem's there. Yokum bezrizus, that's another way of getting up bezrizus. Besides the realization that the Mechaber said, that he's getting up lavodas Hashem, he's realizing that Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samit, Hashem's waiting for him. Yokum bezrizus lavodas boro yizbarach v'yizalach. We see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Dalet, Haimu sheyitzar b'nafshul tamid, you should always visualize, eich shul omid l'fnei Hashem yizbarach, Yakadish Baruch Hu Malach Laretz Kvodo. Because of Shem Harizal, she is Sirat Shem Yudke Vodke Tomid Negan Enov, Benikud, Chirik, Shva, and Komatz. The Zehu So, this will be the idea of Shavisi Hashem the Negni Summit, and that Nikud, we already said, if a person doesn't understand the whys and the hows and the whats, one should not necessarily follow things that are non-obligatory. The Zetuelet Gadol and Yenayira, this creates Yeres Hashem. Some people would write lasas menorah or cloth, pieces of parchment, mitzuyorim, decoratives, or niach besidurim. The kolsim behem shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit ben arba oisios ushori shem, those names of Hashem. Umenorah kazeh oisanikras, it actually was called b'shem shivisi. Otamu b'chdei sheyeh nizkar. They kept it in the sidurim so that a person should always be called shalosiach zicha b'teila, not to have idle talk b'toch hatfilo ne'em es Hashem. Because of Shari Chuba B'Shem Etzvua, Shor Shoroi Lezer Chayel Avatel Aminig, not such a good minig. Kial P.R.O. most of the time, Eina Mashanah Mesaklav Karoi, they don't watch this piece of parchment properly, and it falls on the floor. People step on it, V'tishtapech Nebrosh Kol Chutzos. V'gam Kama Pomin Bolidei Mechikas Hashem, it actually gets erased, Chas V'Sholom. V'nira, it seems to the Menorah Sagadolo, Samet Suyoro, Sol Klath, Shekovim B'Beis HaKnezah, that people put in Shul Lufnei, Oma Tachal Tabla Shol Schayas, protected by glass. Shane Shaykh Bazet Tamanal, you don't have to worry about the things we just mentioned. Les Lumbo, we don't care. How can the show know? In other words, the point is not to do it. The point is not the bizoyon that comes afterwards. That Kovim Ba'omad, but if you put it by the Chazan Omad below Tavla, without the glass plate, Yeshlim Chos B'yodom, Kadideh Hanero, Shekovim Ba'omad, you should stop them because the constant goings and comings and the wax dripping down, Bobber over Edom, Lede Mechikas Hashem Chas V'Shalom. Don't be ashamed of people who make fun of him. I'll call upon him, but nevertheless, you don't fight with them. And they shall meet us as his brazenness, being tough, fighting, maguna ma'od, pain roi, lishtamish, and a klal, not to use it at all, is the preferred way. I feel about Avodas Hashem Yisparach, hear what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even for Avodas Hashem. Ki ikne kinyan benavsho, lios az, he'll develop the habit of being brazen, afilu shalobu makum avadosu yuzborach. So steer clear from that midah. Ayin babir halacha. Hamaligam olav. There's another way to fulfill shivisi. Mu'adam beinu niyomid b'mokam agadolim. He's standing among greater people. Well, yuzbayish memi shouldn't be ashamed. Lumod v'lasel samitzvah. To learn from them how to act. They'll say, oh, who does he think he is? No. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samit. You have to answer only to Hashem. If you can indeed do the mitzvah b'hatznei aleches, tell the Yosef that would be better. If he's in front of people that will learn from him the proper way to act, then don't do it b'hatznei aleches. There's a logic to saying that tov Yosef lasos b'fneihem. They'll learn from him. When you do things with that in mind, that people should learn from you, and that's your cheshbon for doing it publicly, when really the ideal way, as we constantly speak out, by the Chavis Halvavis, that you should do things privately, making sure that way that they're lishma, but if people can learn from you, do it publicly, but then you have to be careful to have in mind a lot of l'shem shemayim, lo l'hispo'er. So what did we say here? Don't be ashamed that people making fun of you. Don't be ashamed to learn the right way to act from people who are bigger than you. Try to do it, though, privately, unless people can learn from you. But make sure you have in mind lo lehispoyer. Another function of Shivisa Hashem l'negdi somit is gam b'hatznei aleches ratzolomar af b'shor shu b'beisu b'hatznei, he's alone, private, gam ken yilechtu Hashem alokov. Hashem is always there. Hashem sayin b'holech as he's laying down, he should get up his rizus. That's part of it also. Hashem's right there. Lav dafka, it doesn't mean to jump out of bed. Ela yishem at, a little delay. Velo yamot pisom. Kizem mazik uguf, it's unhealthy. Tov lomar, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, it's good to say, take it bekumo, as soon as he wakes up, even while he's fumbling for his yarmulke, certainly with the ruach ra, with unclean hands. Mo danil fenecho malachai b'kayom, shechazar to be nishmosi b'chem lo, kama, rabo emuna secha, your faithfulness is great. The tevas b'chem liyeh besnachta, that's a pause, v'rabo emuna secha b'li hefzik, umen ha-kosuv, the posuk in echa, chadoshim labakorim, rabo emuna secha, shekodesh borchu, v'kayim emuna secha, l'achzun ha-shomu sabim kodim, b'boker, he gives them back in the morning, v'in tzorchul, that you don't need, until the shadayim, for ruach ra, v'afim yodim b'tu novels, he can say it, ki ein maskim, v'zeh amnusach, l'oshem b'l'ikini, 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 you can't learn Torah before washing your hands because they're not clean. We're not talking about the Ruach Ra now. We're talking about it's unclean. Anyway, certainly you can't make a bracha with them and you have to make Bichsa Torah before learning. Finally, all sorts of cotton bays. Sif bays. Hamashkim l'schanin l'fnei boro. Based on the Gemara and brachas, we say, someone, it's a good thing, and someone who gets up to daven to Hashem about the churban, the golos hashchina as it's called, you'd have in mind to do it at the juncture of l'sho shemestanos hamishmoros, where the malachim, the watchers in the heavens, switch off the changing of the guard, so to speak. Shem b'shlish alayla, one third into the night, u'l'sof shnei shlishi alayla, two thirds into the night, u'l'sof alayla, shatfilu sheyispal bo'isim hashos, when you daven then, ala churban v'ala golos ritzuya, it's accepted. We, of course, have Chatzos as the preferred time, as the Mukabalim say. We'll see that in the Mishnah Berurah on the next Se'it Siv Gimel, which states the continuation of the Rosh, Ro'oi L'chol Yirei Shemayim, it's proper for any Yirei Shemayim to constantly go around with a feeling of loss for the Beis Mikdash. Shehei Meitzer V'doeg, he should be worried, somewhat saddened, Al Churban Beis HaMikdash. We see the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Roi b'mukubalim herichum ol begodul malos kimas chatzos ki rabbi." It's great to get up on chatzos and daven for the churban. For nisbus is the durim seder hanhogal because the arizal tikan chatzos as we know it. Uzman chatzos utomid benzos alay lamamish bechol mokom afilu b'leilos aruchos or aktzoros long short chatzosus chatzos the yud beishos acha chatzos acha chatziayom for ya eis lihisonin al hachurban. Nochon Yoser, she yakoidim chatzos ma'at. The Mishnah Berurah starts off by saying, "Umachatzos v'yelch yasir p'torah." How many is at chatzos to say it? Those who have the minik to say it, that is. So halai liyavakish srochav. He should attend his needs to check out before he davens. We're not talking about, of course, where he has to go, but to check out. V'yesh omer moshomim laboker. The korban eitzacham yom hanizmorim levad. If there's little time left, he should just say the Nizmorim v'yadalek hakinos. V'achlekach yom yishomim laboike v'achratikan shir mishnayis kodim uchaldobar v'nzocho l'chachmos emes. If he could learn Kabbalah, eisahim sugelos ma'od, the time between tikkun chatzos and shachris. V'chronim kiblu mishichvi ad kumi, meaning mishvuas shomim shichvi ad tishabov shomim kumi, ain't tzarech v'okom v'layla, v'yei shomim yes, v'tezvav v'ov v'tezvav v'ir yokom, but v'hanogim al pi Kabbalah. That those days, Tu B'Av to Tu B'Iyar, or in the Tu B'Iyar to Tu B'Av, it means the Yeshomim, that the Pasuk means the Tu B'Av a Tu B'Iyar, Yakum. That's when he should say it. So you're not saying it from Tu B'Iyar to Tu B'Av, those 3 months. Not from Shavuos to Tisha B'Av, but from Tu B'Iyar to Tu B'Av. Vanogam al pi Kabbalah. Sovereign Shitzar Chokum Tomud, never miss a day. Chaburish and Eschabur Yachad Lomatik and Chatzois Besibarain Lamonim, don't stop them. Adrabba Barobam Hadrus Melech, it's not something you say privately, say it with a minion. Vatov Yosef Shiomros Hatikun Bevesak Nesis, Mashiach Ruba Cheder Asamuklo, nothing wrong with saying it in the Shul. Bevesak Nesis Kaddish Tvei, certainly in the base, in the Shul, it's more Kaddosh. Vagam Shiume Asor Rishonim. Don't waste your time schmoozing. Certainly, you should sleep as much, you should get as much sleep as you need Just don't fool yourself, but don't fool yourself either way, either too much or too little. That's part of Huma Orer HaShachar. Get up before the alarm clock rings. You'll have enough time to think of all your needs, to say Brichas HaShachar, to say Karbonos, to say whatever you want. Just come that little early. Even though that's somewhat depressing, it's also about the Churban, but it's a somewhat more upbeat mood, of course. The Iker, when you say these things that are not totally obligatory, you have to know what they mean and contemplate them. Therefore, we go on to Sim Dalet, which says, Tov mat v'tachnuna mikavona, mehavis lo kavona, better less said with more kavona than more said with less kavona, or with no kavona. Again, this is not going on obligatory stuff. If someone would come over and ask if he should skip half of Pesukim de Zimra because he'll have more kavona, the answer he should be given is, you're mechuyev to say the whole Pesukim de Zimra and have as much kavona as you possibly can muster up. But when it comes to non-obligatory things, we say, Tov ma'at b'kavona, indeed less with more kavona is better than more below kavona. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that there are two more rules. The rule of the Mechaber here in Siv Dalet is better a little without, with, than a lot without. The Mishnah Berurah says if you have a lot with, it's of course better. Abel ma'marbe kiven gam kein, ha'marbe tov yoser. But the other way, the mamayit yeshlo ones v'ni yochol harich. The mamayit is saying less because he's an ones. He can't. He tried. Oshu mishar ba'atzmo shem yarech liyil cholachav, and he knows he'll have less kavona. Mamayit b'tachnun and v'omer b'kavona because he has no choice. Nechshav l'fnei Hashem yisbarach kamo also sheyeshlo panayu barach b'tachnun and b'kavona. Then we say you're like someone who will daven very long and with kavona. The fact that you daven short with kavona is not held against at all, since you did it with the Machshava Torah. Learning, understanding. The Pshat in Torah is to understand Torah. So, don't learn more and understand less. Rather, vice versa. You do whatever you can. So don't worry that you can't finish. Just do it properly, the way you're supposed to, and do whatever you can. That means either before davening, or tillim, or parshas hamon, perhaps, even though we'll see later, parshas hamon should be said, so presumably that means to everybody. Parshas karbonos, not easy homokomon, but the parshas of karbonos. Mamodos, probably on nichlal in this, maybe karbonos or not, they're also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, they should be said. Told if they're said. So we're talking about things like mamodos and tilim. The told the yoser shulmod b'makoma. The tzarech adam, but not of course in place of obligatory things or things that tzibur has decided to say as a tzibur. Also the tzarech adam l'kboa lo es l'mod tzifrim musar b'chol yom v'yom. Im avim harbe, you gotta learn some musar every day. Ka godol mechaveru yitzar godol hemenu. The tavlin hayetzahara in our days is certainly. The Gemara says Torah's tavlin. Learning Torah wipes out the Yetzirah. And nowadays it's pretty much muskam that it just doesn't work, the general antidote, and you have to zero in. You know, it's an age of specialization, and therefore the antidote for Averus, for not being serious about Avodas Hashem, is to chachas Maimorei Chazal, to learn Maimorei Chazal on whatever subject you are working on. Sif Hey Tov Lomar, it is good to say. Chiyuvim will come later in Simen Memvav Mem Zayin, Parshas Hatom, it is a chiyuv to say. But Tov Lomar Parshas Ho'akeda, U Parshas Hamon, Vaseres Hadibros, U Parshas, these are the psukim in the Torah, of Ola Umencha Ushlam and Vachatos V'Osham. I'm not aware of anyone that says it. We sort of say it by saying Ezeho Mekomon, which are the Mishnayos about these Karbonos. Most of them. Mincha not Grada. Hagobadavka Biyochid Butalomar Sarasotibus Bechalyon privately, Avalosalom and Betzibur. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that there was a takana not to say it Betzibur, so that people not say that is the be all and end all of Torah. We go on with the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Hay. Tov Lomar Parshas Oakeh, the Kodim Parshas are Karbonos. Before you say the Karbonos, the quintessential Karbon was Yitzchak. The Yachal Lomar Parshas Oakeh, the Parshas Amonati the Beshabbos. When we say saying these things, and they're not absolutely obligatory, so saying means to understand what you're saying, that the reason you say it should permeate you, the idea, the concept, should enter your being. Contemplate Mashu Omer, the Yakar Niflos Hashem, he should, whatever it is, he should, whether it's Hamon, and he's talking about Niflos Hashem, or the Akedah, how Hashem watched over Avram and Yitzchak. Similar such memories as we find in the Gemara, you don't get a free ticket to Gan Eden if you say what we call Ashrei. Tila L'David is the way it starts in Tehillim three times a day. There's no free tickets. But if you say it and think about it, learn what the words mean, you'll develop such an appreciation and a feeling for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that indeed you'll be a Ben Olam Haba. Gamkin Ba'ofen Zeh, it means to think and contemplate. The Tam Lamiris Kozeh, the things the Mechaber brings down here to say, that it's Tov Lomar, it's appropriate to say, it's a good thing to do. Ki Parshas HaKedah Kedei Lizkor Zchusavus B'chol Yom, that's what Parshas HaKedah reminds us of, where we come from, Zchus Avos, Gam Kedei L'Hachnia Yitzro, to feel that you are ready to be Moser Nefesh, Kamosher Moser Yitzchak Nafsho. U Parshas Amon Kedei Sheyamin, he should believe and really internalize Shekomuzo Noso Boin Bashkocha Protus. We could have said that the Mon Hamar below head, if those who collected more didn't end up with more, Tamamid, those who collected less didn't end up with less, Lohechsir. Lohoros, to remind you and to show you and to teach you, Shein Ribu Hayashtadlus Mo Ilmu Uma. It's Hashem's Hashkocha. Nisu Birushalmi Brochas, Kolayma Pasha Samon, Muftach Leishlo Yusmatum is on Noso. Here we go again with the Muftachlo. And again, it means you say Parshas Hamon and you think the thoughts that you're supposed to be thinking. Vaseres Adibros, we say, Kadesh Yisko B'chol Yom Amon Har Sinai. It's a way to remember that the Torah was given at Sinai. V'yishchazik Emonosu B'Hashem, U'Parshas HaKarbonos, that we say is Tov Lomar, Darmina B'Menochos, Zos Torah Sachatos. Zos Torah Sachatos is Kolosu B'Torah Sachatos, Kilu Hikrif Chatos. And therefore you say it and you understand it and you feel vicariously that you're bringing these karbonos. Ushlamim, uadin parshas toda, say also, the gamhi b'chal shlamim, lachar olu shlamim the toda, after saying the parshas of the karbonos, he should say parshas nesachim, the wine libations that were brought on the mizbeach, kein zavach b'lo nesachim. So that's by olu shlamim and toda, if you really say these things, and they are printed in some sidurim, so you say the psukim of Ola and then Nesachim, Shlomim Nesachim, Toda Nesachim. You're vicariously, of a virtual reality, you're bringing a karban. Avul Chattas V'Asham ain't Toda Nesachim, so you wouldn't say it by the parashios of Chattas and Asham. The Chattas, I'm going to have Shkot of the Midash and Ischayev Chattas, if he knows, he flipped on a light switch, forgetting it was Shabbos. Ischayev a karban Chattas, Yomar Parshas Chattas Kodem, he should say it first, to cleanse himself of that chait, so to speak. Medivishar Apolskim will Mashmakein. Not to say Aseres Adibros, but Sibros have cut into Zion and Mishnah Berurah, and they hakofrim, Sheyomar in Torah Elazu, they say this is the Torah, Aseres Adibros, Ubiprat Bizmanenu, people might tend to say that, to think that, Lekach ain't Kosman also Gamkin, and Kuncha Sam Yuchad and Sibra, you don't write it up. Yesha Kosl, some say the Lo Osir Lomor, but Sibra, we don't say that it's wrong, it's forbidden to say it publicly, the Aseres Adibros, El Lekobo Ben Abrochus Kamo Kriyashma, to make it mamish part of davening in Birchas Kriyashma. Avol Kodem Baruch She'amar, like when we say karbonos, people are hanging around saying brokas and the karbonos and the like, mutaraf betzibur. But the Mishnah Berurah says no. Va'anonak dinon lesser betzibur klal uklal, not to say it in tzibur at all. U'biyochid and privately dafka shelo betoch ha'tfilah. Avol ikboha betoch ha'brochas am liyochid osir. To make it part of the steady nusach ha'tfilah in the brochas is wrong even for a yochid. Please turn the tape over to side 2 with the continuation. We continue these shiurim, these monim se'ithim are not being live, are not being taped live. The tape got messed up, and we're just being mashlim b'shleimus ha'inyan. And amir Hashem, these are the first four shiurim. The fifth shiur, which starts Siman Gimel, will be taped live amir Hashem, hopefully. We're up to Siman Aleph Se'if Vav. Parshias HaKabonos that we just said is Tov Lomar. And again, we mentioned, I'm not aware of anyone that says it. We say it as we say it, Parshas, we say the Mishnayos of Ezeo Makomon, which goes through the various Karbonos, and we say the Yehi Ratzon in conjunction with that. Parshas HaKarbonos, Vayomer El Biyom, you should only say it in the daytime because you're virtually bringing a Karbon. When we talk about what's more obligatory than this Tov Lomar, Bayom the Mishnah says, Dein HaKarbonos Kraven El Biyom. Avol Parshas Hakir, the Kohanim's washing of the hands and feet before commencing to do the Avodah. Uparshas Trumas Hadesh, and taking away the ashes from the Mizbeach every morning. Yacholom HaKodim Hayom, because in the Beis Mikdash too, that was done at night. Main Lo Pnai, if there's no time, Yacholom HaGam Parshas HaKarbonos Balayla. You're not really bringing a carbon, so to speak. Kintzarech Hamidah, do you have to stand? If you're bringing a carbon, you have to stand. I am Simon Memchez, Mishnah Brus of Cotton Aleph, where that's talked about, if they realize he's not a Kayan either. Kosev Bishlah, the Bishabbos v'yankav lo yoma yehi ratzon. Don't just say the yehi ratzon indiscriminately. Then carbon adav abavahem. You don't bring a toda or a shlomim or an ola. A private person doesn't bring a carbon on Shabbos, so don't say the yehi ratzon. This is real. Then carbon adav abavahem. Avla parshi saying hetzud la'omron. You can say it. Kikori b'torah. Or mishnayos if it's ezehu mekomen that you're saying. U'mikomokom amu ben torah. Mutav yoyseh sheyasek b'parsha d'yoma. Mishu the Parsha Dioma, rather than saying these Parshias of Karbonos. Probably it's not the same as Ezehu Mekomon, which has additional reasons for saying it as well, as we'll see further on. Mishu Ovel Yoma Parshias are Karbonos, because it's not commonly said, so it's not considered part of the Seder Hayom, and therefore is treated as learning. Siv Zayin, She Yisayin Parshias Ha'ola, Yomer Yivasim Ufanecha, She Hezechoshev Mekubul Kiilu Grafti Ola, V'chen Yomer Achar Parshias Ha'mincha, Hashlamin, and they shame bo'am bin adava. So you could say this should be as if I brought an adava carbon, these carbonos. Avalachar parshas achatas layomar came, but he shame a bo'an adava. You can't bring a chatas as an adava, elam came over a bear, shechayavim alay achatas. Vechain oshum v'oshum tolui. Also, different carbonos brought for various sins, kaimel and dain a bo'am bin adava. But the Ha'achronim Kospu B'Shem Maharshal, the Eishlomor Aflacher Chatos, the Oshom Yehi Ratzon. Rakshi Yom HaBalashim Sovik, he could say it as a conditional tefillah. The Hainu Yerotzim Ufanecho, She'im Avarti Aveir, She'chayodam Alel Chatos, She'iz Anechshav Kilo Krafti Chatos, V'yam Lav, so Yekikori B'Torah. Chagav Li Yom HaGam Kenacha Parshas Oshom. Achamogen Avrom, Mikshaod, it's still not real. Eich Yomer in the Sriati Chatos, there's a din of Kamlon in Yechatos, the boy Yediyah Betchila Shechoto. To bring a Chatos, you can't bring a Chatos if you sinned. You have to know that you sinned. Al Kinhela Mogan Abrundel in Yechatos, Leoma Klal HaYehi Ratzon. We do say it with this conditional in the Sriati Chatos. Again, we say it in the context of Ezehu Mekomon, the Mishnayos. Most people, it is printed, the Parshios are printed in certain Sidurim. This din of you have to know about the chait before bringing the korban, apparently the Mishnah Berurah is saying, the Magen Avraham saying is only by a chatos. What do you do if his heart's pounding away? If he really thinks and it's bothering him, so indeed make the tanai and say the yiratzon. But the ikar is not to say the psukim. The ikar is, of course, to do tshuva, to feel responsible for your actions, and to indeed feel the self-sacrifice of a karban, which is the idea of a karban, like Akedus Yitzchak. It's really you that should be the karban to Hashem. Sif Ches, Yomer Ima Karbonos, Pasuk special, he should say the Pasuk that's written in the Torah by a karban, Ola, by a Kevesh, V'shochat also al yerech hamizbeach tzafon alifnei Hashem. That's the place where it says that Kodshei Kadoshim, Ola specifically, is shechted in the north side of the Azora, lifnei Hashem. That's a very special pasuk, as the Mishnah Berurah says, U'chahayom, nowadays, Nogin la'omer achar parshas hatomid, which of course was actually an Ola.
V'shachat also, what's that posuk special? V'yisu b'medrash, t'chol mi shomer posuk zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher Akedas Yitzchak. This posuk, so to speak, reminds Hashem of Akedas Yitzchak. What, how? The Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar speaks out. It has to do with the word sofona, with the word mitzbon, a hidden thing. It has to do with the avos, ayin, Bamidbar Rabbah. I think it's Perek Beis, Parsha Yud Aleph. Or maybe it's Vayikra. It would be Vayikra Rabbah, Perek Beis, Parsha Yud Aleph, Simin Yud Aleph. And on this pasuk v'shochat, also al yerecham is be'ach sofona lefnei Hashem, where the connection is actually explicated. We say it as the Mishnah Berurah says, if the Parshas HaTomid. Fifth test, Yishno Agin Lomar Parshas HaKiyor, Vachakach Parshas Trumas HaDeshen. We saw in the Mishnah Berurah that can be said at night. Vachakach Parshas HaTomid, here it says Yishno Agin, we'll learn later in Simen Mem Vav or Mem Zayin that it's actually an obligation. Vachakach Parshas Mizbach Miktar Ketores, the psukim about the mizbeach upon which the ketores is brought, uparshas hamoni haketores vasiyoso, and again one has to understand what one is saying in order for it to be meaningful. 2 points. The first beer halacha, a few points. The first beer halacha says, very first beer halacha says, nochon ma'od, it is proper greatly lizoher lomar kodem kol shalosh tfilos, to say special yehiratzons before each of the tfilos, which are stated in Yerushalmi, Perek Tfilas HaShachar. B'Shachris, one says, before commencing Tfilas Shachris, one says, Modani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai B'Elokei Avosai, Shehut Seisoni Me'afelu Liyora. Uvemincha, one says, Modani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai B'Elokei Avosai, Shekshem Shezikisani Leros K'shachamo B'Mizrach, as I have seen the sun in the east, Kach Sechisi Leroso B'Ma'arov. And ba'arvis yos mufnecho shem alokai b'lokai b'lokai, shekshem shizi bo'afela bo'tzisani li'ora, kach totzieni me'afela li'ora. The second bi'er halacha says, as part of the function of shivisi Hashem l'negdi somid, he goes through the sheish mitzvahs t'midiyas of the chinuch, the six mitzvahs that are constantly obligatory. One always has to constantly be aware that there is a God in the world, that he is one, that there are no others. Avas Hashem, iras Hashem, and below Sosuru, Achorei Levadchem V'Achorei Neichem, that a person is not free to think what he wants, to desire what he wants. He shouldn't be led astray by his various desires and wants. The Sheish Mitzvah Smidias, as they are known, are in the second Bi'er Halacha, explained by him, and again, they are, as it sounds like from the Bi'er Halacha, functions of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit. We mentioned about Aseres HaDibros that it should only be said privately. I'm not aware that people say it nowadays, but there is a Yerushalmi, and many Siddurim do have this, that match up various phrases in Kriya Shema to the Aseres HaDibros, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, obviously, and the various Losisa, Shabbos, is matched up with Tzitzis. Thus we really do say, at least conceptually, the Aseres HaDibros every day, if we indeed match up in our minds the various phrases in Kriya Shema which correspond to the Aseres HaDibros. We go on now with Simen Beis. Din Levishas Begodim Uvovav Seifim. The idea here that we'll be discussing actually for the next two Simonim is the idea of Tznius, being Tznua, having a sense of self-dignity, of self-respect, being dignified, not being just hefker, not being like an animal or many rungs above an animal, but rather one should be as dignified as his or her station in life requires or demands. That is the concept of tznius, self-dignity, self-respect, and therefore this gives rise to the following two simonim, Simen Beis, how one gets dressed, lo yulbash chaluko miyushov, they used to put on, let's say, like a long t-shirt, so, and they used to sleep naked, so you shouldn't put it on sitting, rather, elika chaluko v'yachnas bo rosho uzer also, if you put it on under the covers, bo dinu shochet, v'nimtza kshayokum, when you go out from under the covers, shehu mechusa, he's covered. He doesn't expose his nakedness. Sif Bey says, al yomer hinani b'chad v'chadorim miroani, who sees me, kakadish borchum alo chaloritz kvodo. In other words, of course you act in a bathroom the way you act in a bathroom, you act, you go swimming,
you can go naked, a mikveh, you go naked, but every point should be as if there's someone else there with you. Act as if there's someone there watching you. How would you act? How dignified would you force yourself to be if someone was there watching you? There is someone there watching you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there watching you. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Kap Nalef. Miyushav da'oz, if you do it, Miyushav sitting down, da'oz behech reyach yiskala gufo. The Odom Tzarech l'snaik b'tzniya subusha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vafiduk shu b'layla even at night of b'chad v'chadorim in private, because you're never private. Halom aloch aloretz kvodo, v'chashecha v'cha'ora l'fon of yizborach. Darkness, light, it's all the same. What does this mean? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can always see you, even if you're dressed. It means there's always someone else there, and act accordingly. Whenever there's no absolute need for it, you should never expose your body. It's just a man as well as a woman. Whatever the derech is to be covered up, should never be wantonly uncovered without a good reason. Though he can uncover his hands until his elbows, and his neck until the chozeh. Al Kain, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says his socks he should put on under the covers. This really is somewhat subjective, I believe. It really depends. In the Mishnah Berurah's Makom, it was never done that a person would be seen with his bare feet or even wearing slippers without socks. And therefore, it's undignified to show your feet. And therefore, you must put it on under the covers. But whatever the case may be in the particular locale, it could be subjective according to the society and time he's in. Al kainhan pelos his socks yir the lovshim ol poshtim gam kain tachas asadin shelo legalos raglov, not to uncover his feet. But the Mishnah Berurah says immediately shadakon lios mechusos lolam b'medina seilu shein holchin yochav afilu bekayitz. They're never uncovered even in the summer. V'chein kol kayotzer b'zeh imlo sheyef shebin yinacher, unless it's impossible. V'chein b'beis hamerchutz, when you go to the mikveh, let's say the bathhouse, to take a bath, a shower, shadarkin shel b'nei odom leilach shamar rumim, there people go naked. V'yef shebin yinacher ein b'zeh mishum pritzus. V'chein k'sherochitz b'nor, they used to go swimming naked, not with bathing suits. Nowadays you would violate it, probably, I would say, if you went swimming naked, because people wear bathing suits. Do and act as if someone else is around watching you. At least get dressed, undressed and dressed, as close as possible to the water. You shouldn't do it unnecessarily, you shouldn't be naked. Even his erva itself, when he goes into the water, below Od. In fact, he has something what to be ashamed of. When he goes up from the river and he's facing people, yishche, again, it's unnecessary to expose himself. Bend over, o yosum yodo keneged ervosel lechasosa, cover up your erva, v'lavash lo yigabo, don't touch it, k'moshi yispor b'soy simen gimel, as we'll be learning in simen gimel. Isu b'shas, the Gemara says, cholok shel tamid chacham kol shein besorah nearest mitachdav, it shouldn't be so thin that it's a see-through. Because it's under the clothing in any event. It's like the undershirt we're talking about. You always have something on top of, let's say you have pants, so it doesn't matter what you're wearing underneath, even if it's see-through. When you get up, when you get up from under the cover, they used to sleep naked, he'll be immediately covered. His choluk will fall onto his whole group. By the comments of Mireish Lamentes, if Bezlin and Pshit, how you take it off. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to tell us a couple of segulas. So if you put your clothing by your head, it's bad. There's a segula, it's bad for memory. If you sleep on your clothing, the Efshir Maniach Tov Racher Amafzik Ben Rosh Olav Agad, there would be something in the middle like a pillow. Ain Kepeda, it doesn't matter. Chen Yizor Melul Bok Shnei Mal Gushim Yachad Bapam Echad, you shouldn't clothe yourself. You shouldn't put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Kikasha L'Shikha, it also is a bad segula for memory. Hakorik Ksav Shal Gav HaKever, reading a Ksav on the Matseva, reading it out loud.
or Hamastakel b'fnei hameis, someone who actually looks directly into the face of the meis, v'shakeach limudo, makes him forget what he's learned, v'aynod b'fim ugodim, and d'var ma'machzor ha'limud. Then there are things that bring back your memory, bring back that you will remember what you've forgotten through that segula. There's opposite segulas. I think the most famous, one of the more famous ones, is actually olive oil. That's brings back any shikha that has occurred on account of other segulas. We continue with Sifkot and Gimel. So we read Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Hidaktik b'chalukah lulbosh kedarko. You shouldn't wear it inside out. Even though it's underneath, but someone could conceivably see it. That's what I think pshat is. Because came b'shar b'godim that people for sure will see. Lachutz, the Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton dalav the yero tfiros hamagunos, they will be seen. The imre hacholok and the hem, the izgana beini habrios. In lo nizhar v'hofach, if he wasn't careful, in tamut chacham, when he's causing like a chilul Hashem, tzarech lefoshto, take it off, v'lach tzav l'lov shokadarko, wear it the right way. Shliya b'chlal masniyai chas v'sholim, you shouldn't make people think badly of tamid hachamim. Ushar kol adam ein tzarech, you don't have to bother to go change it right now in the middle of the day. Because you have to make a special effort and see to it that you dress properly for davening. You should put it near your right side because you should always give precedence to the right side. Give precedence to your right. Put your right hand in first. That's the Seder HaDevarim. Because of a Rambam Malbush, Tamad Chacham Yeh Malbush Noah V'Noki, clean, nice, presentable, V'asalo Shei Motzi B'Bigdo Kesem, a stain, O Sham Nunit, V'Kayetz V'Hem, V'Liyul B'Shlo Malbush Sorim, not extra fine, expensive clothing, Shakol Mustaklan B'Hem, causing people, what causes people to turn their heads and look at it, V'Lo Malbush Aniyim, Shum B'Azla Eslov Shov, Ela B'Godim Beino Nim Noim, middle of the road clothing, presentable, nothing too fancy, nothing that is degrading. Ayin Shem Ot. Sifkot and Dalad, Yinol Minol Shulim Intchila. Put on the right shoe first, V'lo Yekshareinu, don't tie it. We'll see in a moment why not, but again, you're giving precedence to the right. Lachakach Yinol Shul Small, then the left, the Yekshareinu, tie the left shoe first. The Achso V'yikshar Shulim Min. Hago Uvim Menolayim Shalono Shein Lahim Kshira. Yinol Shulim Intchila, do the right one first. Yemin Shkein Otinu V'torish HaYemin Choshev Tomid, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Hay, Yemin is Choshev Lin Bo'en Yod V'rego, when you sprinkle on the Kohen or a Mitzorah's hand, thumb, it's the right hand and foot, ul'chal ha'dvarim shemakdim and ayim in l'smol. The Yikshirenu, but you tie the left one first. Why? D'lin Yikshira, matzinu shatora nosna chashivus al ha'smol, shekosher aleho tefila shel yad, because Kshira is the left, you tie tefillin onto the left hand. So you tie the left first. Uvan pelo shalev et slippers ain't tzorech lakdim smol ha'kshira, because you put it on, it's like automatically tied onto your foot. And therefore, you do the right side first. V'iter yad a lefty shmenech tefillin b'yamin shel kol adam. He puts tefillin on his right hand. Yakdim yamin gam lakshira. So he gives precedence to the right, like everyone else, and he ties his right shoe first as well, since his kashira is done on his right. Yamin tchila. The Mishnah Berurah says of cotton zayin v'gamim nizdamin lo shel small. This is such a hakpoda that there's a seder how you should treat things in the bria that deserve respect, that deserve to be treated as somewhat significant, even if he gets the left shoe first, yamtin ashivilo shel yamin. Kshehu rochets v'soch, yamin tchila, right side first. V'yamsoch kol gufo rosho tchila, wash your hair, your head first. V'neishu melech al kalei varim, that's the appropriate thing, the rosh is the melech. V'ayim adarki Moshe. Sif, hey, kshecholets min olav, when you take off your shoes, cholets shel smol tchila. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot Mechesh is called the Yamin. Again, that's called giving precedence to the right to take off the left shoe first. Sif Vav, Asalelech Makoma Skufa, don't walk around, what should we call it? Like with your nose in the ear, like you own the world. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mechesh, Adochi Gragli Ashchina Kavayachol, you're saying you own this place, you're in charge. Al Ken Kosvo Achron, the Osir, this is Osir Afidu Bepachos Mi'arba Amos. Uposhet Afidu Omid Bimakomo, Veino Holich Klal. Just to stand like that would be Osir. The Mechaber goes on to say, "V'lo yelech arba amos begilui harosh." Don't go 4 amos without a yarmulke, begilui rosh. And they covered Hashchina, wearing a yarmulke as a sign of our fear of heaven. There's something above us. It's a humbleness that we express, that we consider ourselves to be under Hashem's jurisdiction. So don't walk four amas begilei harosh. Mishnah Berurah says, "Cut nude the lo yedach afilu b'bayis yesh bo tikra." Even if there's a ceiling in the house, the koshkin certainly tachas aver hashemayim the yesh lizor lechuli alma. Arba amos umidus chasidus afilu pachos mi arba amos. Afilu beis hashena b'layla. Really, even when one sleeps, one should endeavor to have a yarmulke on one's head. The yesh mitzadad in lomar some say afilu arba amos. Enu osu medina is not technically a forbidden thing. Rak latznuin b'maaseihem, only for special people. But for the hamonam, it's just a hanhoga tova. But lemaisa, bottom line, nowadays, avol kor kosav atas lekamam b'sim and chesed is manenu, iser gomer medina lias begilei rosh. In fact, that has become the symbol of a religious Jew. And the Taz writes that nowadays it's absolutely obligatory v'afilu yoshe b'veso. Ayin sham hatam. Chin kosav b'chibus mari bruna. Because of Magan Avram, the filuk tanim, small children, nochal lahargilim b'kisa harosh, you should cover their heads. Some people do it from when they're born. Some people wait till they're 3 years old. But kihechid, the reason being kihechid levilu aimsa d'shmaya, they should be yirei shemayim. The Gemara talks about it as a segula for such. Kideisa b'shabas kufnum vav kasi veishet, cover your head. Kihechid levi aloch aimsa d'shmaya. V'da'od, old, the linyan gilu harosh tai b'kisa ayod al harosh. Theoretically, it should be enough to put your hand on your head. V'huadinam afala rosho. And also, if you're looking for lice and getting the lice out of your hair, shari begilui harosh, you obviously have to uncover your hair for that purpose. If you're not under a ceiling, but your mamish outside, lo mahanib zekisa harosh biyad, then it's not enough to cover your head with your hand. You have to have a foreign body, meaning not the body itself covering the body, as we'll see in a moment. Begilui harosh bekoshkein shosel avorech. That's technically forbidden according to everyone to make a bracha without a covering on one's head. What in lumbo to learn begilui harosh? V'lo mahani b'zekisa hayod, covering the head with the hand does not help. The yod v'rosh chad gufa inun, it's one body. V'ein haguf yachol lechasas esatzmo, you can't cover yourself with yourself. The idea and concept of covering would necessitate something else. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh b'shas hadchak. Going belayla, it's at night, you woke up, shabot zelishtos, vein lokova barosho, you can't find the yarmulke, and you're very, very thirsty, the daiba meshe mechasa rosho biyado, to make a bracha. Avol yosa tov linuk, but better to be noy kemosh olam noagin, shem namshich habes yod shel habeged al hayad. If you're wearing pajamas, you pull down the sleeve, and you cover your head with that sleeve material. Mechasa barosho, doz habishap, ekisul lukuli alma. Because of a prima garden, the Asian Zorba Shas Hamachos Tillin Shel Rosh. When you're putting on the Tillin Shel Rosh, you should be careful. Slow your Varech HaBrocha Barosh Megula. Make sure you're not making the Brocha on the Tillin Shel Rosh when your head's uncovered. Uparak Mesairos, that's some sort of wig. Afsha Osir Shetfurin Bebegad Mitachtov. Even though it's a foreign element, so you're saying, I'm covering my head with this wig. And it's sewn onto a cloth even. Yesh lesu b'mei maras ha'ayin, but it's maras ha'ayin. People say you're going begili rosh. Sheyomu sheshoros shesa'oros hein. V'yesh mekilin, some are lenient. The Mechaber says, v'ayta v'yivdok nekavav at this point. K'dei shiach ha'kach gufo noki. Make sure you have a cleaned out guf. B'shas kabolos malchu shemayim b'krish mo tfila. So go and check it out and make sure you have no, you don't have to have any urges, any bodily urges that you have. Ain't sorach rak b'dik levad. Just check out. If you don't go, don't go. If it's not going, so you don't have to. Even if you feel like there's something there, but there's not. The imbodik asatzmo veina rotsa atal in a kov of zednik rumen adim gufnoki v'chalila la'acher shuva brzez man kriyashma irak tefila rak tefila b'tzibur chalila to miss tefila b'tzibur, and certainly is man kriyashma because you're sitting and you're standing and you feel like you have to go. It's called gufnoki if nothing's coming. Hagavi chasa kol gufo, always cover your whole body. The loyale yochev, specifically don't go barefoot. Mishnah Berurah says, Amr chachamenu zal shim kodem koma sheyesh lo. V'yikach min alayim l'raglov. Sell what you have and buy shoes. Again, these are in places where it was extremely uncouth and boorish to be seen without shoes. V'mekomo sa'arov, as the Mishnah Berurah says, shadarkon leilich yochev shari, it's mutter. Old kosov shem ashlod demosu mishum tshuva lavonos, if you're going barefoot as a menuda or an ovel, and it's part of your tshuva process, mutter. We continue with the Ramah, the Argalashmo Lifnos Boker V'Erev. They didn't have indoor plumbing, they had outhouses, so you should go in the morning and at night, check yourself out, that you don't have to go. Shehuz Rizus Unikius. We'll continue in our next year, Mirz Hashem, with Simon Gimel.
Sleep on your clothing, if that's your pillow. The Efshir Maniach Dover Acha Matzik Ben Rosh Lubagoda Ben Kpeda. The Kohanim is to sleep with their heads on the Lubagoda. Even though the Gemara's Maskana is that it wasn't directly under their heads, because it was Kalayim. So. Bechay Yizor Melubo Shnei Mabushim Yachad Bapam Echad, even if you're in a rush, Kikosha Lashikha. Okay. Don't put on your pants and put on your shoes at the same time, whatever. A korek sof shall gav akever, or on the sakal b'snei ha-meis, m'shakeach limudo. Also, there's a school if you don't chazer, it's m'shakeach limudo. Vayinod b'prim v'god, anybody smiling? No. Vayinod b'prim v'god v'midvar v'machzir. Ha-machzir l'midl. Yeah. What?
You're getting a child dressed.
Yeah. What's happening? Good question.
It happens a lot more often with a shirt and undershirt.
I don't know. Find out the things that are machzir, the limud, and you'll be safe. I think it's olive oil. Drink olive oil. Give them olive oil for breakfast if you do that. Okay. What? Ksav shal gever kever. That's why they make it protruding. They tie it. That's not called ksav shal gever kever. It's protruding. Also, they say if you read it with your mouth, but if you just read it with your eyes, it doesn't count. Listen, Rav Osai, not chazering is the biggest segula. Yedaktek b'chaluka lulvos kedarko. Yeah, not chazering is also kosher l'shikcha. Yedaktek b'chaluka lulvos kedarko. Shal yafach apnei miluchutz. Your undershirt, you shouldn't be upside down. Avol b'shutachas kol amalbushim. Kol ken shor begodim. Why? Because it's seen. Lachutz. Yerol tfiros hamagunos. The imri acholuk.